A research fellow at the Legon Center for International Affairs and Diplomacy, Dr. Vladimir Ntridantsu, has described the WikiLeaks cables as normal. He said the leak should not be a cause for sorrow. Dr. Ntridantsu advised politicians and journalists to learn lessons from the cable fouls and be circumspect in their future dealings. He spoke to Ibrahim Asari.
These are issues that are normal in international relations. They are very, very normal. WikiLeaks has come in as a whistleblower kind of site, which has exacerbated the situation. But it's something which is going on. You have diplomats spying and sifting information from colleagues and other ordinary persons, taxi drivers everywhere, and sending them down to their government. It is up to the government security agencies and the intelligence agencies to sift through the information and know which one to keep as something vital and those which they can downplay everywhere.
So is that how we should take it? It's normal diplomatic practice. So
it's a normal diplomatic practice, and these things don't hurt a nation in any way.
Does it not depend on the kind of information that is sent out?
Obviously, yes, because supposing among the WikiLeaks information there was something to show that Ghana was importing submarines, it will be of concern to the United States and concern to the neighboring countries. These information go, and they make meaning out of whatever is there. It is the duty of a diplomat to always be sending whatever is on the table, and they will send them, be them lies or whatever it is, that a journalist has said this. It may be a lie, it may not be a lie. Let me send it. See why we are making it look as if the whole of Ghana must stop and we start producing new people in the country. I'm surprised that this one is rather creating some insecurity situations for us.
Those whose names were mentioned in the release, do you not think it should be a cause for worry?
These things happen, and when they happen, all you have to do is to see which of the information is detrimental to you, your economy, your security, and whatnot. But for us, it is for political mark scoring. None of the issues we have mentioned so far, and I've read the whole thing, should worry Ghana so much.
Research fellow at the Legon Center for International Affairs and Diplomacy, Dr. Vladimir Ntridantsu. A former diplomat, KB Asante, has advised public servants to be truthful at all times and avoid using disparaging remarks about their colleagues and political opponents, commenting on the stunning revelations by WikiLeaks. Mr. Asante cautioned politicians to have a firm grasp of issues before they go public in order to avoid any embarrassment. He spoke to Ibrahim Asari.
These things go on all the time, and in fact, even in Nkrumah's time, it was our job to find out what information the diplomats were after and take as a necessary action. We try to identify those who talk to them and sometimes try to find out what they talk about.
If these revelations had come under Dr. Nkrumah, what would he have done to the ministers who have been mentioned?
Where the person gives information which is detrimental to the public interest, I think he will caution them, if not remove them, or send them to another place.
In your view, currently, do you think that any minister who has been mentioned should be queried in a way?
In what way he was mentioned? A minister is supposed to be accessible to his own countrymen as well as to diplomats, especially in his field of competence. This is very important because we know that, as the taxi inscription says, many ministers talk what they don't know. If they kept to their areas of competence, they can do a lot of good.
Some of those who've been mentioned have actually denied ever talking to the U.S. officials, so maybe they cannot even remember. Is it possible for the U.S. embassy officials to make such mistakes and send untruths to them?
I personally think perhaps it's a convenient forgetfulness. So far as I know, diplomats do this almost immediately. I have worked at British embassy before and I know what happened. Usually if you're an ordinary diplomat, it's the ambassador who sends reports and so on. But there are some in the mission whose job it is to gather some information, and they send their messages almost immediately. So there is very little room for doubt as about who told them what and what they say. And the whole idea is that the headquarters should know what is being said.
The names have been given out, but are there any lessons?
The lesson is that you should, especially if you are in a responsible position, you should tell the truth all the time and refrain from disparaging remarks about your opponent, because Ghana comes first before other countries.
Former diplomat KB Asante talking to Ibrahim Asari. Security analyst KB Quanton says the cable leaks do not pose any danger to national security. He advised public figures to be conscious of what they say and who they interact with. Mr. Quanton also asked national security to take precautionary measures to avoid any such leaks in future.
Every government, every nation has to source intelligence, determines foreign policy and local politics and so on. So this intelligence is normally sourced from people, what you call human intelligence, or intelligence information sources. One prerequisite is that information sources should be protected and information itself should be protected so that the sources are not exposed. This is a fundamental prerequisite for interstate, international and security relations.
In this case, can Ghana take the U.S. on for allowing these pieces of information to leak?
Ghana cannot take the U.S. on, as I heard Dr. Norma Pratt. What I want to focus on as a counterintelligence officer is this. The relationship you have with a foreign country should be on trust. Information that it doesn't matter what you tell them and so on, whatever you tell them, they must ensure that the sources are protected. That is normal international practice. So there's nothing you can do if you give the information, whether intentionally or unintentionally, or whether what you are telling the person is true or not, and the person goes to concoct it in a way that it should be foreign policy. But the important thing is that the intergovernment relationship, inter-security liaison services must ensure that there is security of protection for both the sources and then the information. What I want to add is this. You see, the tendency in this sense that most of our people in authority and socio-political importance often tend to overstock in the attempt to advertise their importance or their knowledge.
Security analyst KB Quantson.